Okay, so this, the sugya is in Menachos on Mem Amud Beis. It's the Gemara is trying to understand the problem of why they why we don't wear tzitzis on a baguette of linen. It's going through different possible reasons why we say you shouldn't do it, even though there is really a dechia, even though really midaraisa, there's no iser. So one of the reasons the Gemara brings down is like this. So machlokas Rashi tells, we're going to learn like Rashi. The Gemara says like this on the top. Amar Rava Hamilsa Amri Vitmar B'mar Rava Mishum the Rebbe Zeir Kavasi Shema Yikara Sadino Besoch Gimel Vitfarenu Vatora Amra Tasa Velo Mina Asli. Okay, so what does that mean? So Reb Zeira says, it was said in the name of Reb Zeira, that why can't you wear, why are we knowing not to put tzitzis in the beged of linen? Because it's a gzeira. Maybe the beged, this is the way Rashi learns, maybe the beged will tear. Kodem l'chein. Besof gimel etzbos. L'svasa kanaf. Dainu mokam atzitzis. So you get a tear in the corner of the beged, right? Within three etzbos, which is the mokam of the tzitzis. And you'll sew it up. Echut epishtan. V'yaniach sof achut nataluyin sham. So you'll sew up the tear, right? The beggar doesn't have any tzitzis on it yet. You sew up the tear and you leave the, you sew it up with linen and you leave the strands hanging. V'achakach yitin bo shnei chute tchelas v'yitzdarif oson shnayim shalovin yimohem. And then you'll come to the beggar and you'll see that it has two strands, two white strings hanging down from the corner, from the right spot, and you'll just add in the trelas. And the problem is, it's no good, right? The trelas is always the problem with the, because the trelas has to be tzemer. So now it's going to turn out you put in tzemer into your linen beged, and it doesn't qualify as tzitzis. Why? Because the Torah says tasa v'lo mina asli v'nimse tzitzis psula. Okay, now Rashi comes to, for the first time here, to define what does it mean by tasa velo min ha'asli. So he said like this, tasa velo min ha'asli. Now this is a little bit difficult, this first word. Dipasol doesn't seem right. Right? I think if you look in the Rashba, he has bipsol. It's tase v'lo min ha'ase bipsol. You know what I mean? That's the way it's like in Sukkah. I think that's the way it's mentioned. You know what I mean? It should be done. You should make it and not from something that was made bipsol. Or you can just say Rashi saying here is puzzle, but it's a funny...
Then it's two things and not one thing. And it's tase min ha'ase and then psol too. So
it'd
be two different things
all the way. Well, he says, okay, hainu, so what does it mean? She'ose mitechilo she'lo l'shem tzitzis v'lo nasa kimitzvaso. Okay, so what's the definition of your tasef lomino? So at least what's the description of the case? That you make it originally not l'shem tzitzis and it's not made kimitzvaso v'yachakach tikno, and then afterwards you come and you fix it. Karinan bay below mina osli. Or as the shita fix things up here, karinan bay tasa below mina osli. That's called tasa below mina osli. That's the psul of tasa below mina osli. Avlimo iso tzitzis kishera mitachila leisba mishum tasa below mina osli. And that's a strange thing to say, but of course, how else could you make scissors? Okay. So that's the first case. Rashi, that's the first description. I mean, really, my point is on the last case, but I just want to get all the go through the cases, and we'll focus attention on the last case. All right, so that's the first case, yes. But it's important to know that this is Rabbi Zeira himself. So what's the case again? You you basically mended the garment, and you left over two strands hanging down. It's just the excess thread, and now you you take advantage of that. You add two trellis, and you call it tzitzis. So that's no good, because it's tasev alomana osli. You can't take something that was made and then just turn it into your tzitzis. It's too late. Okay, that's one case.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Why does it need to be a problem of kilayim? Isn't tasev luminosoi just an inherent problem?
Oh, so since it's kilayim, since it's tasev luminosoi, now it's not tzitzis. So now you don't have the heter of kilayim but tzitzis, and you'll be over in Isser. I mean, why aren't you worried about the psul of tzitzis itself? I think Tosus has that. Someone has that question. Where did I see that? I think they're just not for that for the bitul asay. They didn't make a gzeira like this.
Okay.
What did you explain? Why Rashi says he says osim.
Okay, and Guy also has a good point. What does Rashi sounds like saying? Two things: that it's osim mitzchilo shlo l'shem tzitzis, and it's lo nasek mitzvaso. All right, that's the first case. Ready? Let's just go through the cases.
Is it a problem to do it?
No. I mean, that's the psukim. Those are the two psukim there. Kedilim tasalachon and shatnas. So we hold
linen
tzitzis. But we hold basically it's not a problem. But they didn't do it because they were worried. So slightly, whatever it was, different gezeros that wouldn't be tzitzis, and you'll be over shatnas then. Okay. All right. What's the next case? Let's just skip down to the next. The next case is like this. The Gemara says. Yeah. He ti Omar Rav Amar Rav Schor Amar Rav Huna. You see it? Hitil lebalas shalosh veishlima laarba psula mishum tasev lominase. All right, that's like the classic case, right? And what does that mean? You had a beged that had three corners. Rashi hitil gimel tzitzis lebalas gimel kanofim viachar kach tola b'hen keren dalid v'osa bo tzitzis psula. The gimel rishonos asuyan mitachila shlokim mitzvasa. So again, Rashi keeps that same formula going. Now, what's the problem? You made the first three. You had a beged of three corners. So there's no mitzvah tzitzis on the beged of three corners at all, right? So you put on the three. You put tzitzis on the three corners, and then you add to the fourth corner. So now he says that's already considered hoder mesakna. That's hoder mesakna, and that's too late. You already had an asiya bipsol. You already had an asiya before. And now that was already made. And now you're trying to come along with the tikkun and make a tasav, and that's a tasav lemonosli. Okay. All right. I'm not sure we're going through all these cases is necessarily going to add to. The last case is really what I'm trying to get to, but I want to cover all the cases. What is that?
The different masa on the Rashi they start with what?
Hitil.
Hitil and Metala?
No.
Up.
It's like 10 lines up from the wide lines in the Rashi. You don't have the bold?
I have the bold. It's the Hitil and Metala, I see.
Where's Hitil and Metala? That's much lower. No, way, way higher. Much, much higher. Jump higher. Not a baby step. One
wide
giant
line.
Step.
You're saying the wide lines, right?
The wide lines in Russia, yeah. Above the wide line.
Oh, above the wide. I see.
Okay. All right, now another case. Meisve Chasidim Rishonim Kevin Shargubal Gimel Hoyumatil Lotchelos. Okay. All right. Oh, you know we don't need to go through these. Now the Gemara is like this. Amar Rava. I'm sorry. So the Gemara is like this. Umi Amrin Antasa Velomenosli. Right? You got that part? Just a couple lines down. First word in line. Umi Amrin Antasa Velomenosli. Is it really true that we hold from Tasa Velomenosli? Okay. Viha Amar Rabbi Zera. Hitil lemuteles kshera. Rabbi Zera said, if you put tzitzis on a beged that already has tzitzis, it's kshera. Now you might remember Rabbi Zera from before. You might remember Rabbi Zera from before. That's what Tosas says. How could you even possibly say that Rabbi Zera doesn't know from Tassel v'Amasi? He himself was the first sheet that we quoted, the Tassel v'Amasi. Okay. So anyway, so what does Gemara say? Hitil lemutelas kshera. So what's this case? This case is like this. Mutelas means shahayus lo dalat tzitzis v'hitil lo dalat acherim kshera. Bahani basrai v'afagav dehodar paskinu lekamoy. All right, that's yeah. The gears is a little mixed up. It's more like the you have to take off the you have to take off the first ones. Rashi says the sheet straightens things out. It says Avgav diovet shlosha basroy katilu botel kamoy vash takeach shlosha einan tzitzis talo mechayev v'chihod over le revi de bito kamoy karin lach shlosha vishonos shebachonos. Okay.
Take them off, like
you take them off. Yeah. Well, you'll see. The Gemara explains it.
So you like, do one by one, or you put eight?
No, you put all four on.
You put all four on.
You put all four on, and you take off the original ones.
It's not like you take one out of the four and then you replace it. Does that make a difference, or no?
I don't know. So these are like this. The Ha'amar Rabbi Zera, Hitilu Mutelas Kshera. Amar Rava, so that's a kasha. Why is it a kasha? Hitilu Mutelas. Why is it a kasha? V'ha hocha d'shalo l'tzorach avdinu. Bishas asiya umachshra behu. Okay, that's the essence of the question. That why is hitil mutelas hatasa v'lomena asli? This is a different kind of a case than the cases we've been dealing with up till now, right? Okay, the first case we had was they weren't put in there l'shem tzitzis at all. You know, you're just taking a hanging string, you try and convert it into a case of tzitzis. The second case that we had was the beged itself wasn't roy for tzitzis at that point, right? But over here, really, the beged is good. It already has tzitzis. That's the problem. So Rashi says, what's the problem of the fact that it already has tzitzis? The problem is it's shalo l'tzarach. Means to say there's no need for tzitzis on this beged.
So you have
no head. No. So there's just, you can't say that you're doing a mice of putting in tzitzis when the tzitzis is superfluous to this beged.
What's wrong with that? You
want to
say that's...
No, so the problem is, there's nothing wrong with it necessarily, but the Gemara is saying the fact that hitilu mutelas is good means we don't hold from tasa v'lo menasli. The fact that I can take a kosher pair of tzitzis,
I see.
Take a beged with four tzitzis, with tzitzis in every corner, put in a new pair, put in... put in tzitzis, double up every corner with tzitzis, and remove the original ones.
Right.
That and if Rabbi Zera says that, and Rabbi Zera says that's good, that would prove. That seems to prove that we don't hold from tasa v'lominosi. Why? Because when I first put in the second set, each second set was completely superfluous. There was no asiyas hamitzvah in those sets. Right? What makes them good tzitzis when I remove the first set? So it comes out that my original asiya is not l'shem mitzvah, and the removal of the old set is really bringing them into mitzvah. So it's like Rashi says originally, it's not l'tzarach mitzvah, and a tikkun at the end is really going to make them worthy. At this point, the Gemara is saying there's really no difference between that and putting on a fourth corner, for instance. What's the difference?
This beged was chayiv in tzitzis. You know, that's the difference.
No, this beged is pater in tzitzis. It has tzitzis already.
It has tzitzis, but it's still, the beged itself is chayiv, and I don't understand why when you put those tzitzis on, why you have to say that you're choosing the first ones as if they're the ones that count. Why don't you say that the ones that I'm putting on now? I mean,
no, that's what we're doing. You're putting on the new ones. Right, and you're going to remove the old ones.
Right, so I'm saying at the point that's why I asked if they're all on together. So at some point, right, so at some point, all I'm saying is once you have the eight on, you could say two things, that this beged is chayiv in tzitzis, and four out of the eight are related to
But there's no asiyas tzitzis of two tzitzis on per corner. That second Hatolas tzitzis is not a mice of being matil tzitzis onto a corner.
But it's still tzitzis. It doesn't.
It's still tzitzis by what? By what virtue? By its shape?
By the fact that it has enough, you know, it fulfills the requirement. If you added on extra strings, the extra four, and never took them off, is that beggar puzzle?
We'll see. We'll get into that next. That's what it gets into. That's what the Gemara gets into. Okay. By the way, it's not a psul of more than four strings. It's more than four. It's more than one set of strings. You know what I mean? That's a question. That's a separate question.
If you say
you put like eight strings together, you know, that's...
So listen
to what the Gemara says. This is where I saw something that seemed already a little different to me. Ready? Listen. This is gonna shock you. Amar Rava, Hashda b'Bal Tosef Koi. Maisa Lohavi.
I didn't read it.
Hashda b'Bal Tosef Koi. Maisa Lohavi. So what do you think that means?
There's no Maisa.
And therefore? So Rashi says, Amar Rava li olam shelo litzarach min ha'asoi. Really, if I did something shalol tzarach, listen to this Rashi. If I did something shalol tzarach, that would be a psul of tasav lomenasli. So you're right. Hitil lemutelas is a problem because it's a maisa shalol tzarach, and making it necessary later is really like a tasav lomenasli. V'hacha lahachi machshra basrai. This is why the second set is good. Dikoy b'Bal Tosef. Ki Avdinu. Because when the guy put them on, he was over Nisr b'Bal Tosef. And therefore, v'lo havim maisa.
So you can't say Tosef l'Menosli.
Dikav under overall divrei Torah. He's serious. He means you really are over Nisr. Okay? Lo mikri maisa. So isn't this getting a little worse? Right.
Well, he means within the framework of Tassel Menasa. I mean, is a Maisa, Isser.
The cave under over the Ritora lo mikri Maisa. Hilkach ki posik lekamoi. He havi asiyoson de basroi. So when you cut off the seconds, the first set, that is the asiyah of the second set. Ovo shalolotzarach. De bailas gimel. Sheino over aleim. But in the case we had three corners, and it was also called Shalol Tzarach. But the problem there is you weren't over any Yisr. That's the problem. Have a Maisa. Li'ikruye Tzitzis. Ha'asuya b'psul. You need something that's called Tzitzis. Ha'asuya b'psul. Ve'ika kishagomra ta'asev lo menasa. So that's what's interesting about the. I mean, the Rambam doesn't learn this way, but the way that Rashi's learning is very interesting. He's learning that what's the problem of tasev alo mina asoi? It's not a problem that you need asiya every step of the way. See, not a problem that you need asiya every step of the way. Right. There's really nothing wrong. There's really no limitation on saying that there's no shame asiyas tzitzis in the beginning, but my asiyah in the end brings the whole thing under the framework of asiyas tzitzis.
Right.
what's really the problem of Tasov Leminosoi? It's exactly like Rashi says the first time around. That a tikkun can't remove an asiyah bipsul. That's really the problem. In other words, this gets into the logical question of what's the difference between an asiyah bipsul and not an asiyah. Rashi's learning, that's exactly what the whole idea, the whole psul of tasa v'lo menasa hinges upon. It hinges on the chilik of an asiyah bipsul versus not an asiyah. I mean, but like Ari's saying, he doesn't literally mean not an asiyah, because if a monkey did it, for instance, or, you know, like all the cases in Sukkah, it means to say that it's not an asiyah bipsul. That's the part we have to figure out a little bit more. Okay. But that's what I saw to be interesting over here. It seemed like a new twist on the Tasav Olamin Osli. And then the Gemara is like this: Amar Maskif Lorav Papa Mimai De Gavra Lo Sufi Ko Mechaven Dilma Levituli Ko Mechaven Ubal Tosef Leika Maisa Ika. This is sort of what you were maybe thinking about, guy. How do you know the guy had intentions to be over Bal Tosef? Maybe he really wanted to be mevatel the first set and put this on as his replacement set. Not that he wanted two sets of tzitzis, but he wanted to switch the tzitzis. But he thought, very from, he thought he better always have tzitzis on there at every moment. So I'll put the new set on first before I take out the old set. Then what would be the din? What would be the din? He wouldn't be over Bal Tosef.
Right.
So therefore, Maisa Ika. And therefore, good or bad?
Bad.
And that's what Rashi says. The Hadra Kushila Duchta. And then you get back to the problem.
Was that last case again? What was the difference?
The difference now becomes his Kavana. If he intends to put on the second pair, the second set of tzitzis, if he puts on the second set of tzitzis with the intention to remove the first set after he's done, so he has no kavanas bal tosef. So therefore he has an asiyah. But the asiyah is shelo latzarach, because what he's doing is not necessary. It already has tzitzis. And now when he removes the first set, it'll make the tzarach. That'll be a tasa v'lo menasi problem.
So when you're changing, if you want to change your tzitzis, you have to take that first set.
You either have to be over Bal Tosef, or you have to take off the first set. The problem, we have to try to clarify, what does it mean, what is the real nature of this psul? I mean, because naturally, you just think about it, the problem is that you're lacking asiyah. You know, you need to do it l'shem tzitzis from beginning till end. You see from the way Rashi's learning, that's not the case. Right? The problem really is
that
there's a psul.
In the beginning?
No.
Rashi says shalol l'shem, that you have to do it shalol l'shem mitzvah.
Right.
In this case, in the second case, he's doing it l'shem mitzvah.
Oh, one sec. So we have to understand what the problem is by asiyah b'psul, and we also have to understand what does it mean that Bal Tosef has no asiyah. I mean, so then how are you over Bal Tosef? I mean, definitely there's an asiyah Bal Tosef.
Right, that's what I was saying before. Yeah.
Right.
The difference.
So what does it mean? There's no asiyah. Yeah. What does it mean there's no asiyah?
Just practically.
Alright, so the idea I'm trying to work out over here is like this, what's the din of tasa v'lo menasoi? It's not a din, it doesn't mean, like we're saying, it doesn't mean that you have to have kavana, it's not like lishma by Sefer Torah, that every step has to have kavana. But it means to say that the ikar of tasav lo menasi is that in certain cheftzai mitzvah, the idea is that the cheftza shel mitzvah as a cheftza has to be brought into existence as a cheftza shel mitzvah by your asiyah, and you can't take an existing cheftza and convert it into a cheftza shel mitzvah. In other words, the psul of ta'aseh, when the Torah says ta'aseh lecha, it means to say that you can't take an existing chefza and convert it into an identity of a chefza shel mitzvah. Its identity of chefza has to be its identity, its existence as a chefza has to be brought in l'shem mitzvah itself. If it has a prior identity of another sort, then you can't take it and just slap a shem mitzvah on top of it. It has to come into existence as a chefza shel mitzvah. It has to be produced as a chefza shel mitzvah. But it doesn't mean to say that it's necessary. That the only way you can bring about a chefza shel mitzvah is when you have kavanah from beginning to the end. For instance, I can say that. Let's stop on that point for a minute. Hold on. So when do you have the problem? Let's just define the case where you have the problem. So the problem is like this. You have the problem when do we say that if something is nasa b'psol, basically? What does it mean to say it's nasa b'psol? So I think what you need is two things. You need an asiyah, okay? Because what defines something as a product? The fact that it's produced. Right, without an asiya, there's no product. So there has to be some kind of an asiya. All right, and it has in the chefza a tzura, some tzura of the mitzvah. But at that point, the kiyum ha-mitzvah is impossible. Okay, given the circumstances, given the current circumstances, there's no possibility for this tzura to attain a kiyum mitzvah. So then it turns out that it's going to have a different identity. Nase b'psul means that it's done with the tzura, there's a certain tzura of the chefza that is attained, but with an impossibility of attaining the product of mitzvah itself. So then it comes out, the only thing we can say is that there's another product here. It's a noi, whatever it is, you designed a different type of a beged, you designed fringes of some sort. But it has the quality of an asiya, it has the quality of a product, but it has that quality of a product bipsul. It's a complete entity. It already is a complete entity, but since its completion can't terminate in the shame mitzvah of tzitzis, it has a foreign identity, and now to remedy the situation and supply the kiyum, the situation where the kiyum is capable later, that's a problem of tasov lemanosli, because you're taking a product that's already fixed, you're taking a chefza that was already produced with the impossibility of mitzvah, so it had an identity other than mitzvah. Now you're going to try to do a tikkun to supply the possibility of kiyum after the asiyah is done. That's not possible. That's tasev olomenosli. Okay? But what the Gemara says is like this. The only time you can really have a product is when I can say there's some objective. Okay, so if I have a beggar that has three corners, so it's okay, there's no objective of mitzvah, so you have some other objective in mind. Your objective is to put fringes on a three-corner garment. Is that an identity of tzitzis? No. So you created a series of knots and wrappings that have their own identity. Now it's impossible to you koveya a new kind of a chefza. Now tzitzis has to emerge anew. Can't be a converted entity. Can't be a converted entity. But what's interesting is the Gemara is saying that if a person was matil tzitzis in a beggar that already had tzitzis, l'shem bal tosef, so it comes out that that's a case where the Torah itself said there is no objective here. This is an objective that is disqualified. Person has no right to create an entity of... Person has no right to create that kind of an entity. Anything that's on his own, if it's just stam rishus, you want to put tzitzit on three corners, that's your own mishigas. But you can do whatever you want. So then you can have an objective. The idea of the Baal Tosef is there's no objective in Baal Tosef. So then it comes out, all you're doing is maisa. See, the problem with maisa is only when it finds an objective and it culminates in an objective that's not mitzvah. Then your asiyah is over and you created the cheftza. Now you want to do a tikkun and you're taking something and you're trying to convert it. But if it's Baal Tosef, Rashi's learning, then I just have the shame of doing with no objective, because it's not an objective that the Torah recognizes. Then when I cut off the old ones, it comes out that I fulfilled that with that last tikkun. That was really the culmination of all my asiyah. That's the first shem cheftza in the whole process. And that would be kosher.
Didn't you have shem cheftza before you added the other eight on? Is that not, the other four on? Is that not
the cheftza was in the first set. I'm not using that.
This is a new thing.
I want to use the new set. So as long as I don't have an asiyah bipsul, it's a funny thing to say, but Baal Tosef is not considered an asiyah bipsul. So that's what I thought was an interesting twist over here, that it's not a din that you need asiyah samitzvah from beginning to end. You really could do an asiyah in the end to complete and really culminate the full asiyah from the beginning. Really, the end could be a completion of the sof, could really be a completion of the tchila, and it really could supply all of the shame cheftza from the beginning. The only problem is it won't work normally, because normally up to this point the circumstances prevented the kiyam hamitzvah, and it turned out you created another product. Then you're going to have the problem of taking a product and trying to layer on top of it a shame mitzvah on an existing product. But if you did the whole asiyah be'isr Baal Tosef, you remove that problem.
The Torah doesn't allow it
to become a product. That's the way Rashi's learning. Ram learns almost like the opposite. He learns... Yeah. I think it's not stam that the guy's doing a maisa isser. It's that the Baal Tosef is preventing is already disqualifying this tzura from any type of objective.
If you did it for someone else on Shabbos, then you...
So the question was, if a guy tied a knot on Shabbos, would this be the same thing? I don't think so.
That's
the Rambam learns it differently. The Rambam learns opposite. That if you had kavana for Baal Tosef, then they're both puzzle. Because that's a separate question, another machlokas. The Ravid, if you look at the Ravid learns just like Rashi. But the Rambam learns differently. He learns that if you're over Baal Tosef, it's a psul in the cheftza. And then if you would cut off either set, it would be, they'd both be possible because of Tasav or Manasseh. But if you have Das initially to remove the first set, then there's no Issa Baal Tosef, and the new set would be kosher. That's the way the Mechaber
has it. It's not Tasav or Manasseh.
And if they hold it's not Tasav or Manasseh. I just factually again. It was the Rambam learns. He learns the case. He learns the dialogue is reversed. You know, in terms of question and answer. But he learns if you put in. Yeah, I'll read it to you. I don't have to tell you what he says. I'll read it to you. I think it's an Aleph. Yud Aleph, something like that. He says like this. He still tzitzis al tzitzis im niskavin levatlas harishona matiras harishona ochotcho ukishera. Right, the opposite of Rashi. Rashi learns if you have in mind to remove the first ones, then you have the problem of Tasov Luminosli, because you're not over Bat Tosef. Ram says the opposite. If when you put it in, you have in mind to remove the first ones, then when you remove them, it's good. When you remove the first ones, it's good. Ve'im niskavei lahosef, afal pisha chotach achas mishtehen, harezu psula. But if you had in mind for Bat Tosef, then it doesn't matter which one you cut off. They're both good, so it's possible. Share kisha hosef posel hakol. Ukishehitir chotach hatosefes nimtza hanisher nasa min haosoy. She asi oso harishona psula hayisof.
When it wasn't osoy, then it was posel.
He learns the whole thing differently. But if you mean there's two machlokes in Rashi and the Ram. One is if you say that Bat Tosef is a psul in both things, right? Rashi does not learn that way. The other one is in terms of Natasa Volomenosis. Ram is saying if you had in mind
to cut it off.
It's
an amount of harm.
So why? So what's the difference? In other words, that's a separate question. The question is if the tzitzis are in there, this is I think where your guy's intuition was initially, the direction your intuition was going. That since it really is a beggar that's chayav in tzitzis, if I have in mind that I want to be mevatel the first set already that's there, so then can that make my asiya, like my kavana is already to negate the function of the first set. So now it's sort of like in my asiya. In other words, the question is like this: if I have a beged of three corners and I add a fourth corner later, so then I'm changing the whole circumstance of the beged. But I'm not changing the circumstance. I'm not changing the intrinsic circumstance of chiyuv in the beged over here. Right? It's just a temporary circumstance that it happens to have a patur. The Rambam holds the fact that it happens to have a patur on it. If my kavana is to remove that patur, is to remove that thing, then it's not considered nasiyah shlol tzarach from the beginning, because intrinsically the beged is chayiv and tzitzis. That's a separate question. I don't know the details of that machlokes, but I just wanted to bring out the first point. Okay. Yeah. So to sum it up, in other words, Tasa Veloman Osa is saying like this, that your asiya lemitzvah has to create the chefza from scratch. But it doesn't mean to say that. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it can't be accomplished through the end of your asiyah. Because in truth, that's the old question. You can always ask that question. If I have a four-cornered garment, when I put one corner on, am I yotzi tzitzis? No. So why don't you say when I put on the fourth corner, now they all become tzitzis, right? So that's not a kasha because I never had a product initially. I never said three is my product. So you really, whenever you have an asiya, you really, the gemara of the asiya really qualifies all of the asiya that comes before it. Because it's a process, and the product doesn't arrive until the end. You don't have little products. If you really had little products, then you'd be in trouble. You really always, the chalos, the chefza emerges at the end of the asiya. The only problem you're going to have with, so that's really what Tasa V'Lamanasi is saying. He's saying the only product has to be the product of mitzvah that emerges from your asiyah. Okay, you have to create the chefza of mitzvah. You can't take a chefza for mitzvah. You have to create the chefza of mitzvah. But the only time it's going to be a problem is where there's a prior, either there's no prior asiyah, so then you can't say that your mice is the culmination of the process, or where there was a prior asiyah that has a shame of chefza in it already, and that chefza is psul. So then it's going to turn out mamela that your mice is trying to convert a chefza. All right.